Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of 2 daughters and 4 beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears talk show with yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. We are very happy to have you tuned in on today's show. You and have our opening prayer at this time by our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you this evening as you are chiming in from around the world to Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. God, as you touch the hearts of the people today to connect in on Facing Your Fears radio show for the talk show tonight, we pray that it will richly bless them, that they will leave this line inspired, uplifted, encouraged, and motivated. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the teaching, the word, the sharing today that will go forth. And it is our prayer that it will bless them. And when they leave this show, they'll leave changed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We truly thank our co-host for that awesome prayer on this afternoon. Yes, listeners, our topic today is a very interesting topic, which is fighting from within. Yes, fighting from within. I'm going to give you a little description on our topic today. Fighting from within is a battle we all have faced one time or another in our life. There is not a doubt in my mind that we will continue to fight some battles. We will always face something in our lives that's not easy to deal with. With this episode, it will be teaching us that nothing is impossible to overcome if we give it to God. Some people are fighting that very fact as they read this, as I describe this episode on today. However, fighting anything is hard if we do it alone. Fighting sickness, fighting marriages, fighting with our children issues, fighting family issues, fighting against our selfish thoughts and dealing with our relationships. So many battles we are learning every day to deal with. If only we stop and pray, seek God's help, and leave it in the hands of God, we will never find answers to any of our problems. Today's episode is a great topic for our listeners on today. If you are dealing with fighting within yourself and are struggling with finding a solution to your problems, then this is the show that you should be tuned in and stay tuned in as I, myself, your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, as we begin our lesson on today. Yes, listeners, remember, you too can join in on this awesome conversation and lesson that we are having all today by pressing the number ones on your phones. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your experience and thoughts on today's topic. My question before we get into our lesson on today is, what causes fights and quarrels among us or among you? Do they not come from your desires that battles within you? We're going to be talking from the book of James on today. And as my co-host and I turn to the book of James, the fourth chapter, starting at the first verse, and we're going to be reading the first through the second verse on today. I will begin reading, and after then, our co-host will read James chapter 4, verses 5, and then she would read James chapter 4, verses 10. And those verses are going to be dealing with lust and humbleness and how to deal with our everyday struggles with fighting something that we're still holding on to in our life that we're trying to get rid of or we're trying to change about ourselves and we find it impossible to do because we are not doing what the Word of God is instructing us to do. So if you have your Bibles, listeners, with you, turn to the book of James chapter 4, and I will begin reading the first verse through the second verse, and it read as thus: From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come ye not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Talking about yourself, it's a war within yourself. And the second verse says, Yet lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight a war, yet ye have not, because you ask not. We're going to talk more on that, on those verses, after the co-host read the fifth verse in the same chapter, chapter 4, and as she reads the 10th verse. And then we're going to come back and we're going to emphasize and put it all together and see what the Lord has to say to us on today, co-host. Co-host, are you with us?
I am here. I'm reading it. Yes. It says James chapter 4, verse number 5. It says, Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Verse 10 in James chapter 4. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
You can elaborate on that or emphasize on it, co-host, and I'll come in afterwards.
Yes, we're speaking today, this evening, praise God. We are talking about fighting from within. And we know many a times, especially as believers and people in general does, but we're speaking according to speaking specifically in the believers tonight to share how these things stir up because of what's already inside of us. Those members, those fleshly desires, things that we want. We want it our way. We want what we want, praise God. And a lot of times those things cause wars. It cause fights. It cause things to break out, envy, frustration, aggravation, all kind of things because we're trying to please the flesh, trying to please our own self. We want it our way. We don't want it no other way. And the Word of God is letting us know today, praise God, as James take time to point out. He shows us in the very beginning of chapter 4, he points out that the wise man is a peace-loving man. And then he goes on and he's reminded of the tragic strife that often exists. Where? Where does it exist? It exists among the people of God. What does it cause, as Evangelist said, one of her questions, and why are there so many unhappy homes? This explains it, because we're so busy trying to to fulfill our own lustful desires. Why is there so much division in the church? Why are so many marriages, especially Christian marriages, coming apart? Because somebody wants to be like somebody else, not realizing that your financial situation is very different from somebody else's finances, but you want to keep up with the Joneses. And while the Joneses are flowing and doing what they're doing easily, you are struggling. Why? Because that flesh keep wanting more and more and more. And when that flesh want what it want, it don't care who get hurt in the midst of it. When that flesh wants what it want, it wants it. When it want it, where it want it, how it want it, and it don't care what nobody else feels, think, or say. And James is letting, he said, why is there so much bitterness and feuds among the Christians in the homes, in the churches, even in the missions when they're traveling abroad and supposed to be working together? There's always somebody in the midst. Oh, she always want to be seen. Oh, he always, that flesh. As long as we can remember to submit, and as that scripture goes on down into 5 and 10 and calls us to a place of submission, when we yield to God and we humble ourselves and realize, praise God, it's not all about you. It's not all about what you want. Many people struggle in life today, can't get promotions, things that they could have, they can't have. Why? Because they let too much of them get in the way. It's not the war without. It's the war within. It's the fighting within. It's within you. We sometimes look outside, but the problem is within you. We're pointing fingers at everybody else, but the thumb is constantly pointing back, saying, you the problem. But we don't want to submit and identify and say, you know, woe is me. Woe is me. Woe, my marriage is in the condition it is because I don't know how to shut up. Woe is me. The women's ministry, the group I'm working with is going through because I want to run everything. I don't think nobody else qualified to do it. It's got to be all about me. It's got to be my way or the highway. We got to bring that flesh to a place to submit, to be helpful and loving to one another, to be grateful for the gifts that's in my sister, the gifts that's in my brother, to love them and pull them out and support them instead of constantly fighting. And what we're really fighting, evangelists, is within. It's our own self. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's me. And until I humble myself and submit and turn from my own selfish ways and see it for what it is, I'll keep on going in that same place. And we know that place leads us into darkness and not into light. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes, listeners, you are tuned in to Facing the Fears Radio Talk Show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Our topic on today is fighting from within. Meaning we have an enemy on the inside of us, and we keep tampering with our tabernacle, and we find ourselves sometimes fighting against things that we already have stored on the inside of us that God wants to get rid of. That we are carrying, and we won't recognize these things unless we get rid of them by becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus, by having a relationship with God, as 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 tells us that. We have to be able to relate to the things that God wants us to have, and in that chapter, that very chapter tells us in verse 17, that therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That means that the things that cause us to quarrel and even fight within ourselves and fight our own stuff, the spirit that fights against the spirit of the flesh, that fights against the spirit that wants to enter into our lives, will that flesh fight against that spirit? Because we have learned or have not come to reality in learning how to get rid of those things that hinders us, that keep us struggling day by day and causing us to fight our own desires and fight against the lust that some of us still have for things that we shouldn't be lusting for. And in the lesson today, we're going to learn about some of those things as we continue to emphasize on fighting from within. And we're going to go now to Galatians, the fifth. I'm sorry, we're going to go now to Ephesians, the second chapter of Ephesians, and the 10th verse. And it tells us there in that, in this particular chapter, that I'm having problems seeing today, so just bear with me, listeners, as we go to Ephesians, the second chapter, and the 10th verse. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works." You see, we are created to do good works, not thrive and be and keep indulging in bad works and keeping our minds occupied with things that would keep us doing things that's not godly, things that keep us struggling every day with issues and battles, even within our homes, within our marriage, that we can, if we just relate to the word of God and say, "Lord, now give me the vision and give me the knowledge and also send down your wisdom and enter on the inside of me that show me and teach me how to deal with that wife of mine or that husband of mine or these children that's in my household. Lord, you know I love them, and there's some things that I just can't deal with because, Lord, now I'm a new creature, and they're still caring. They're still being the old creature because they have not yet learned how to become a child of the King. I find myself battling with these things because I find myself with outbursts and things that I may say at the spur of the moment because, why, I have been deceived with the things that the devil have them wrapped up in." So on today, we are going to learn some of those things, and we're going to learn how to fight this battle and how to win the enemy that's on the inside of us, that's keeping us fighting within ourselves how to deal with things that we cannot find an answer to. As we continue to co-host, we're going to go to now Galatians, the fifth chapter of Galatians, verses 19 and 25. And it's going to give us a clear, going to clarify and give us a clear vision of what we're talking about on today, fighting from within. Co-host, as we go there, you can begin reading the 19th verse, and you can read 19 and 25, and we both will come back and we'll emphasize on it, or however the Spirit of the Lord leads us here.
Okay. We're going to Galatians chapter number 5, and we're going to begin reading at verse number 19, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, 19 to 25.
Okay, praise God. And it reads as follows. It said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like of thee, which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Verse 24, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. This is so awesome, praise God, because it's letting us, it's speaking to us really about these 17 works of the flesh. And praise God, it's literally in Galatians identifying why the fighting is so great within. Because look, these are fleshly things that attack you. And if you don't have Christ, as evangelists were just speaking on 2 Corinthians 2 and 17, 5 and 17, with this new creature, praise God, if you're not connected with Christ through the word of God and understand and can identify these works of the flesh, then you're constantly trying to please that flesh. And it goes as far as to identify what are these 17 works of the flesh that are being spoken of. It speaks to us about adultery, which is unfaithfulness in a marriage. It goes on to fornication, which is speaking to unlawful sexual intercourse, uncleanliness, moral evil sensuality, lewdness, shameless conduct. It goes on to speak about the idolatry. It's not only the worship of idols, but it's also the immorality that accompanies demon worship. Sorcery, which is witchcraft, the Greek words being related to drugs, basically. It goes on to hatred, which tells you each one, contention, the discords, the quarrels, jealousies, the distrust, wrath, the outburst. Evangelist just shared on that, the outburst of hot anger. Selfish ambitions, it's centered all around you. Sensations, separations caused by disagreement. Heresies, set formed by men's self-will opinions. Envy, displeasure at the success or prosperity of somebody else. See, that flesh is a mess. Until that flesh submits, it's a mess. It'll keep you looking on the outside when the problem is inside. It says murders, unlawful killing of others, not physically killing or taking a life, but in the things we say sometimes we can hurt people. We can hurt people so bad because we're so caught up in us. We say such harsh words, such nasty things, and then we walk away like it's okay. No, it's not okay, because the word of God lets us know if we live in the spirit, then we shall walk in the spirit. It tells us, it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. Well, when we begin to walk in these things, we're not representing the fact that we crucified the flesh. We're showing that we're allowing the flesh to take over. That's why that fighting is so great on the inside. And Paul warns us. He warns us this. He tells this drunkenness is talking about the intoxication, revelry, riots, gathering of entertainment, accompanying all these things. In other words, just making an all-out desire to please the flesh. This tonight, as it is sharing with us, is something that consistently we deal with as human, praise God, because this flesh wants to do what it want to do. We have to have a relationship with the Lord. We have to study that word to show ourselves approved. Why? Because we apply that word to our life. And when that flesh rises up, we can identify it. But if we're not applying that word to our life and we're just a bunch of listeners and we're just a bunch of Bible toters and we're not taking it and allowing it to manifest itself and come alive off that page in our lives, then we're letting all these works of the flesh manifest themselves. And then when they take us too far and then show us up, because let me tell you something, God won't be made ashamed. You'll make yourself ashamed, but he won't be made ashamed, praise God. So when you get out there and make yourself ashamed or you're looking bad, now you're feeling bad, when you got to learn, he goes on down into the nine fruits of the spirit. He said love, patience. He speaks of all those things, long-suffering, peace. You got to have temperance. You got to have self-control. Don't allow that flesh to pull you out in the middle and make you literally shame. The word of God, as Evangelist was speaking of in Ephesians, it speaks to us as his masterpiece. We as believers are the masterpiece of Jesus Christ. We're that amazing, awesome work that he carved and put together, and he looked back and said, it's not just good, it's very good. You're the very good masterpiece that I made, and everything I made is good, and it's very good. So this evening, praise God, as we're looking at this topic tonight, fighting from within, let us pause for a moment and put the searchlight on ourselves. Let us search ourselves. And we'll find that we ain't got it all together. Let us search ourselves and be honest. And we'll find that we ain't got it all right. Let us search ourselves and see. We'll find that we're messing up some places too. But we got to go back to what the word of God was saying when we came into James 4, 5, and 10, and 1 and 2. It says, look, submit. Submit. You're my masterpiece, as she spoke of, praise God, in the book of Ephesians. You're my masterpiece. I carve you out to serve me. I carve you out to serve me, to praise God, to let the old stuff go, as she spoke of, praise God, in 2 Corinthians. Let that old stuff go and embrace the new stuff. The new stuff say, listen, I yield. I've been doing this and that's wrong. I've done this and that's wrong. Sometimes the hardest thing is to say, woe is me. Woe is me. It's not my sister in the choir. It's me. It's not my pastor. It's me. It's not my siblings or my neighbor or my community. The problem is me. And when we're dealing with that flesh that just don't want to bow, that is something. And if we don't get enough Christ in our life to break that yoke so we can yield and submit and be that beautiful masterpiece that shows love, that shows humility, that shows temperance, that operate in those characteristics of Christ Jesus, then our lives are not pleasing to him. Then we're literally sending off a bad-smelling aroma in his nostril. So this evening, let us turn the searchlight off of watching so many other things and so many people and be the one first. Then we could be the one for somebody else. Be the one to check yourself. Then you could be the one to help somebody else get in line with them. But we got to look at us first. We got to put that, and that's the hardest thing I find to do. Always right, never wrong. You definitely need to turn the searchlight on yourself. Make no mistake. No,
amen.
Jesus Christ is the only one that does that.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
And you are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears with yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Listeners, you still have time to call in and get in and share your thoughts on today's topic, which is fighting from within. We have been discussing so far scriptures from the book of James and also Galatians and 2 Corinthians. And as the co-host was giving you some things that keep us keep you chained and bound and keep you struggling with everyday life issues, it brought to mind, if we go up some verses there in Galatians 5, it tells us that in verse 15, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 17
Amen.
Says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. You see, the enemy wants us to stay consumed, and I want to ask another question here. As we discuss this, do you find more and more that the question I asked earlier in the show, don't they come from your desire that battles within you? Yes, it do. As we continue
Amen.
The emphasizing on this particular topic that we're talking about today, fighting from within. And another thing that we need to take heed to is our ears are one of the most important enemies of our life, our ears. And we have to learn how to not to listen to things that comes into our ear. Now, when I say listen to things that come into our ear, I didn't necessarily say listen to people. That's one big
Amen.
Thing that we do. We have too many people in our ear talking all the time. But this is talking about what your own self tells yourself. In other words, one of the main things I learned about life is that before you can conquer the inner world, you have to master the inner world of your mind. You must have
That's
all
right.
kinds of awesome goals, such as you may say, I want to buy a limo. I want to feed the starving people. I want to fly to the moon. No problem. The enemy lies not in the outside world. It is not money, people, or opportunity that hold us back or hold you back. It's you. It's us in some cases. Legendary
Amen.
Hampton said it best. Make sure your worst enemy doesn't live between your own two ears. What it's saying is that we fight our own self, and we tell our own self to do things that is outside of the word of God. The enemy talks on the inside of you. You talk back to your own self. Again, listeners, we're talking about fighting from within, fighting the enemy, fighting our own enemy. Before we can go out and tell somebody else it's you the problem and you the cause and effect, first we must realize that that person may not be the problem. I find myself a lot of time, and I can't admit to sometimes I have to go back to my friends and say, you know what? What I was talking about yesterday or last week, after I thought about it, it wasn't them, it was me. It was me all the time. You know why? The enemy always tried to betray you to make you think the person who's telling you the right thing, that enemy that's on the inside of us tells us that that person don't mean us no good. When in fact the ones who really don't mean you any good, the enemy tells you that's the one you should listen to. And I guarantee you 9 times out of 10 it would be the wrong one. Because the enemy never wants you to listen to things that are right. The person who want to lead you in the right direction, the path that God has set forth for you to travel in, the enemy don't want you to travel that path. He's going to do everything he could to interrupt that relationship or to stop you from listening to that person. And I say all the time to my family and friends, you know, the Bible says study to show yourself approval unto God. You see, if you have to pick up the word of God for yourself and say, now, Lord, guide me and lead me to where you want me to go in your word, that you have something to tell me on today. And when you read that word, ask God to the Lord, give me the wisdom and the knowledge to understand what you are telling me in this word. And God is going to show you exactly what he wants you to do or what his word is saying to you. Also, listeners, self-doubt creeps into your system. At the weariest moment in our lives, at times you don't expect it at all. It comes in when you're most vulnerable. That's when it creeps in. When you're not expecting it to creep in, then the enemy says, oh, yeah, well, you see, I got a mind now. Her mind is not on the Bible. Her mind is not praying. She's not prayed up today. Now, I can come in there and I can do whatever I want to do. And believe me, listeners, he will find a way to do it if we are not prayed up every day. If we're not tuned into God, if we're not asking God to direct our path, we can so easily get turned around. I noticed on today that looking at my dashboard, we have some callers out there. They are waiting to come in and call to stay on because we will be bringing you on to hear what you have to say on today. I have identified the numbers, and you will be coming in later in the show when it's time for me to bring in the to open up the lines to our callers. I just want to emphasize a little bit more on the true inner wall. That's on our hands. That's in our hands. What am I doing this for? Once we do something or say something, what did I do that for? What did I say that? Why did I say that? Is it really worth it? Sometimes you tell yourself, you know what? If I grab that little girl, that little boy of mine, will it be worth it? Because you know the law is going to keep us from chastising our children. And then the enemy begins to tell you, oh, leave that boy and that girl alone. But my Bible tells me that do not spread the rock, that we must stand up and we must defend ourselves as parents so we can learn and teach our children so they can learn how to walk in a godly way, how to do what's pleasing, acceptable to God, not what pleases us as parents. Not what pleases them as children. That's also for our husband and our wives. Sometimes we find our wives, they get caught up, they begin to go to church. So they led to church. The next thing you know, they stop going. Why? Because my husband said he don't want me going to church. Or my husband said I don't spend time with the enemy telling that to your husband to tell you. Because he don't want you where you can learn how to become a more productive wife, how to become a more productive a parent to your children, and how to live a godly life where you can have happiness, peace, and joy, and enjoy some of the fruits of the Spirit that our co-host just read from Galatians, the 5th chapter. And also we're going to talk about to see yourself as a warrior. The first thing first, you have to start looking at yourself as a warrior. You're in a constant battle with yourself. You have to realize that you're the person who's in control of your life. It is not the economy, your family, your spouse, your boss, or anything else that you can possibly blame. That means one simple thing. This is your life. Own it. And also you have to use strategies to fight that wall that you're fighting on the inside. When something goes wrong, look deep into yourself, not in an emotional way, but to blame yourself or indulge your feelings of guilt. But to make sure that you start your next campaign with a firmer step and a greater vision, like what I just said a few minutes ago, know yourself. What makes you angry? What makes you sad? What is your fears? What are the things that you're fearful about? How do you make decisions? What's most important in your life? If you want to win your inner battles, it's obvious that you have to know your enemy. And what I would suggest today, listeners, that make a list of 20 questions that can help you with your self-awareness. Have a hero expectation about it. Once you write these questions and you find your answer, have a hero expectation about what you want to do in life. One of the biggest causes of inward conflict is that we have too of a high expectation. Sometimes we want to be, there's a scripture there, co-host, that tells us that, I think it's in the same book of Galatians, where it says, do not think more highly of yourself. Do not think that you're more, I think the co-host said that also when she was talking about people wants to be like somebody else or jealous because they don't have the same expectations that they have in their life. Don't worry about them. Ask God to say, Lord, what is my purpose here? What could I do to better my condition? What could I do to fight this warfare that I'm fighting within my own life that I have to deal with? The issues that I have to deal with first before I can be able to struggle with those things in the outer world. First, I got to deal with inside. And people said, deal with it. The Bible says if you cannot build or cannot master of your own house, how could you be a master in his house? In other words, if you cannot rule over your own house, they got some men that cannot rule their own house. They can't tell their children what to do. Their wife won't listen to them, and also wives won't listen to husbands. But yet and still you want to go out and you want to teach the word of God and tell somebody else what they should or should not do. We first must find ourselves first, and I think this is what this lesson is about today. I'm glad God revealed and gave me this vision and gave me the interpretation of how to explain this particular topic on today, fighting from within, the discerning of knowing that we are fighting a warfare within ourselves, and the enemy lies within us. It's going to attack you before it tells you to go out and attack somebody else. That's what tell you to do it. And the enemy we're talking about is Satan, is the devil. So when these and all of his demons, these are demons that lives on the inside of us and will not break loose because we are not doing anything about attacking them and fighting them out of our body. Listeners, you are tuned in to Faith in Your Fears Radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I'm so excited on today listening to co-host as she emphasized on our topic on today. And lastly, I'm going to yield back and we're going to read go to another part of the lesson. And then we'll come back and we'll tie it all in at the end of just before the show ends because we do want to save some time for our callers on today. And it said, never have high expectations. You will only be disappointed. When you think so highly and you want to do things that you're not that you are not experienced, and God has not molded you and made you into, and He has not, He don't even have that design for you in your life. We have to first ask God, God, where is the path that you have for Chapman? I'm not worried about Pastor Doris Smith. I want to know what you have for me to do, Lord. What could I do in your vineyard? How could I help people? How could I make my life much happier? How could I get tuned in more into your word, Lord, what you have for Chapman to do? And then when we start asking God about our personal self and what He would desire for us to do as a person, as an individual, then we can see clearly, like the word said, how could you throw a stone at a glass house when you're living in one yourself? We have to get rid of the garbage that's around us and fill our lives with more and more and more and more of the Spirit of God and where God and learning the fruits of the Spirit, how to activate them and make them active in our lives. Listeners, I'm so excited on today as I continue teaching on the topic of fighting from within. I'm studying, looking at the clock because it's getting so good, and it's 11:05, not about 2 or 3 more minutes. Co-host, we will have to open up our lines to our listeners and just hear what they have to share with us on today. But lastly, let me say to you, stop expecting that. Your friends will always be there for you. Don't worry about what your friends are going to think. If they're true friends, they're going to always be there for you. And you will always stay healthy. That means that if you stop worrying and dealing with issues of this of the flesh, dealing with those issues will call us to leave this world more sooner than God has planned for us to leave. We will live a more healthier life. We had the subject on last week, and the doctor were on our show telling us how some things about stress, how we can be stressed out, and how it could keep our health how we can live a more healthier life if we eliminate stress in our lives. Our family will always be there for us, or be there for you, listeners. That means that don't worry about trying to satisfy family, because first satisfy what God wants you to do, so God can fulfill in your life what He wants to fulfill for you to be the person that He has designed for you to be. Also, you will always make money. Don't worry about finance. The Lord is saying on today, don't worry about that. You know, He says that He will supply our every need. He said, cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He said, grab hold to His yoke, for His yoke is easy and His burdens are light. And you are not perfect, and we need to accept it. Things that we do when we make a mistake, we are in the flesh, and we're going to never beat yourself up for making a mistake. You know, but acknowledge your mistake. Go quickly before the throne of God and ask for forgiveness and ask God to help you not to make the same mistake again. This is life. It is unpredictable. Every day that we wake up, it's unpredictable what God has in store for us, or if you're not a child of God, what the devil has planned for you that day, because he's planning to take you out. He's planning to have you to do the things he wants you to do that can cause death and destruction and damnation to your lives. Listeners, you're still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. I better yield here, co-host, because we'll get stirred up here. And like I noticed when you were teaching, sometimes the Holy Spirit just wants to keep dealing with you, and you have to get out with the word what God wants you to say before you can be tuned in to anything else. And last, let me share this with your listeners, is when you try to be perfect, you will always be at war with yourself. You're never at peace. Nothing is good enough. You will never get to enjoy life for what it is, even though it makes no sense. There is still enough beauty in life. You just have to take off your tunnel vision, and you have to Google can take off your Googles and see it for yourself. And you can see it through the Word of God. Okay, listeners, of course, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to leave some time for you to come back and emphasize. And we're going to have to do part two of this show as well, because I didn't get through half of the scriptures and emphasizing on the topic of fighting from within. I'm talking about fighting that deadly internet that wants to destroy our lives. Right now, we're going to go and open up our lines to our callers at this time. And this caller is calling from area code 941, last four digits are 8802. All right, we're going to bring this caller in. Hello, caller, you on the air. Caller from area code 941, last four digits are 8802. You're on the air. Can you hear me out there?
Hello and good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Evangelist Norma. I'm doing very well. And hello, Pastor Smith. I really enjoyed. How are you? This is Stephen. I'm here in Sarasota, just south of Tampa. And I just wanted to call in. It's been a great discussion this evening. And I know that what I'm hearing about is I'm hearing about accountability, and I'm hearing about the fruits of the Spirit. And I wanted to read this quickly for you, Hebrews 10:36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done thy will of God, ye might receive the promise. And one of those promises is patience, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I know that for myself in the past, I found myself running tapes, and it was very easy to get upset and deal with the things that the flesh wanted to have. And that could create a lot of controversy. It could create anger, resentments, and not having very much patience. And I know that if I turn having turned my life and my will over to the care of God and studying the Word and listening to the scriptures like you've been talking today, it helps me reinforce the fact that I have to be accountable for my actions, and that it tells me that I need to love my neighbor. And so I need to just try and be the best person that I can be. And when I find myself getting upset, and I find myself getting angry and raising my voice or getting upset and being mean to someone, I need to just reel myself back in and say, is this what Jesus would do? And the answer would be no, it would be patience. And so I just wanted to share, yes, my feeling that it's important that when we follow God's word, He gives us the fruits of the Spirit, and one of those is patience. And it's something that we have to work at. It takes a lot of work. It just doesn't come.
We want to thank you for calling in on the show on today. Mr. Smith, it's always a pleasure having you on Facing Your Fears, and tune in with our conversation whenever you are a part of the show. And even if you're out the studio as today, and you call in and share a word, because we are so delighted to have you. And thank you for sharing. Yes, patience is one of the ones that we must have patience with ourselves, with God's help, helping us to realize that these things doesn't come easy. But can it come quickly? Yes. God can do anything. Anything He can do, it He can turn our impatience into patience. He can turn our desire for things that we shouldn't be desiring and lusting for to non-lust. And then we know that by tuning into God and listening to what God has said, is saying to us, we can overcome any struggle or obstacles in our life. Again, listeners, we want to Mr. Smith, we want to thank you for calling. We're always happy to hear from you, and always feel free to call in and share whatever you have when God gives you a desire to call in and to share the word of God with us. We want to thank you and take care of yourself, and it's a pleasure hearing your voice on today. Okay, we're going to our next caller now, and that caller is calling from our code 786-5094. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I need 4.5 pounds of those. I just wanted to say hello to Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. I just wanted to call in and say it was an awesome show today, and I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed listening to you guys, and I just want to say God bless you both, and I really enjoy it. Have a great day.
Okay,
thank
now, where,
you
now, where
too.
Are you
thank
calling
you.
From, caller? Would you share where you're calling from with us? Hello, caller, are you still with us? Our code 786-5974, you're still tuned in. You are still in the studio with us at this time. Can you share where you're calling from?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, hello. Good to
yes.
have you call from Miami. I'm assuming that you are close to Pastor Doris Smith or one of...
yes, ma'am, I am.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. God bless you. I know she's very glad and happy to hear your voice on today. And
amen.
To
amen.
Call in whenever God gives you the discernment to call in to face in your fears, we are so very happy to hear from you. We're happy to hear your comments, your thoughts, or any questions that you may have. And we pray that God will forever bless and keep you, caller. And thank you again for tuning in and for calling in and for sharing the word of God with us on today. All right, it's getting late in the show, and we do want to continue talking on our subject today, fighting your fears. You do have time, caller, listeners, to call in and share your thoughts, your comments, and to ask any questions you may have in reference to today's topic, fighting from within. And we're discussing today about life, about worries, about struggles, about facts, about relationships, about how to pray, how to fight, and fighting the enemy that's within us and the demons that cause us to not be happy and to live a more productive life. We're talking about the battles that we deal with every day of our everyday issues. Oh, yes, callers. We are listeners. We are actually giving enlightenment on fighting from within, fighting those things that keep us bound and chained. And when we think we have escaped it, we look up a week or 2 weeks ahead, we find ourselves back in that same environment. And we're going to yield right now. And for it's 522 co-host, and we're going to let you elaborate, not elaborate, but emphasize more on about how to humble ourselves and how to get rid of that lust that dwells on the inside of us, those things that's not pleasing to God that causes us and keeping us from having a relationship, a daily walk with Him. We'll let you emphasize on that before we go to our closing scripture for today, and that will be, listeners, if you have your Bible, if you want to go to 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 1 to 3. We're going to close out with that book on today, and we will have part 2 of Fighting From Within in the weeks to come. It may be next week. It may be a couple of weeks after today, but we'll definitely get back and discuss more on fighting from within. I'm going to yield now to my co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Praise God, praise God. Good evening, each and every person that's connected to Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening, as we are sharing about this amazing, awesome topic that we all deal with. It's real. It's real. It is real. And when we face these things, we have. I continue to go back to James chapter 4, where it says in verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Many a times when that flesh begins to want to rule and want to reign, it makes you think, and it fools you. It's a trick of the enemy that is all about you. So you begin to lift yourself up. When the Word of God tells us clearly that we just humble ourselves, He'll lift you up. He'll take you to places that you couldn't even imagine and bless you above and beyond what you could ever ask or even think. Those are miraculous blessings. I mean, you can't even think them. So he blessed you beyond our little minds and stuff when we begin to trust him and lean on him. And don't make it all about us. Don't. Sometimes people feel like when I humble myself or when I say I'm sorry, it makes me look small. It makes me look weak. No, it makes you look really, really like one that truly loves the Lord and understands the power of the love that he laid his life down to give to us, because that's what he exemplifies, love. There's nothing wrong with fixing it. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because that self done got in the way. We got to watch I all the time. Me, my, I. Watch those words. Those words take you out of your character and to the point where you are not able to exemplify the characteristics of who Christ is. So don't be afraid to look at yourself and say, no, it's not the man over here, the woman over here, it's me. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's me. Do a self-check. Be the one for yourself. Then you could be the one for someone else. The battle, the fighting within is real. God bless you all.
All right, listeners. Are you still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show? Listeners, you still have time to call in now and get in on this awesome conversation. We have some minutes left in the show. We do want to hear from our listeners out there. Just press that number one on your phone, and I will bring you to the studio to share whatever you want to share with us on today. And any questions that you may have, feel free to press that number one so we can answer any questions you may have on today. All right, listeners, I'm going to close out with a couple of things I want to add to about the ears, or how we let our own self, how we burn our own self out. And that is, always keep in mind that you're worth more when you are at full strength. You might want to achieve something so bad that you put all your energy into it. You work hard. Don't sleep. Work hard at achieving that goal, the thing that you're praying and asking God to empower you with. Work hard at that. Don't go to sleep on it. Don't leave it alone for too long, because you're finding yourself not getting it done at all. But here's the thing. You might win a hard-fought battle, but not the war. You see, we may win the battle, but we have not yet won the war. So we want to keep on fighting. We want to keep on pressing. We want to keep on looking to the hills and asking God to give us more strength, day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour, until we win the war. Because Paul says, it reminds me, Paul said he fought a good fight and he ran a good race. Now he's getting ready to depart from this world, and there's a crown of righteousness that awaits him. So you want to keep fighting until you win the war. You want to keep fighting until you know, without a doubt in your mind, that you have a seat in God's kingdom. Also, listeners out there, life is long. Don't burn out before you reach the end. The pure self struggles is it. Instead, save yourself. In other words, what I'm trying to say, you don't have to, you know, rise quick. And because if you rise quick, we find ourselves falling quick. We want to take our time and get to where God wants us to go. We want to pray along the way. We want to make sure we have the right instruction from God. We want to make sure we tuned in with everything that God is telling us to do, not what we are telling ourselves to do. Never question life. I get it. No, you work hard. Hard, but nothing never happens. It's no result. And you ask yourself, what am I doing this for? No one reads your work. You never promote at work. You never promoted at work. If you have a job, no one buys your product. If you're selling something, no one hires you. If you're looking for a job, and there's no cares. Like I said, listeners, we would have to continue this here topic at a later date, because our show is almost coming to an end. We only have a minute left in the show, and that's time for our for me to give our closing prayer at this time, and we want to encourage you to call back every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time and 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we want you to continue to listen and tune in to Faith in Your Fears, Lord. We so truly love you, and we appreciate each time I look at my dashboard and I see all of the callers that called in on today, and there's many, many, many have called in on today listening to today's show. And as our Father God, as we depart, Father God, from this talk show, but not from your presence, Father God, we ask that, Father God, to continue to guide us, Father God. Continue to talk with us, Father God. Continue to shine down your wisdom and your knowledge. And most of all, Father God, give us understanding day by day as we run this Christian race, Father God. And, oh, Father God, as we lead this show, Father God, we pray that every listener, wherever they ask, whatever they're asking for on today, and Father God, we have not answered them. We ask that, Father God, you grant them what they're standing in the need of. Someone may have a bowed down head. Someone lost a loved one. Comfort them, Father God. And oh, Father God, someone laying on their bed of affliction, Father God. We ask that you heal them, Father God. We know you're a healer. We know you're a doctor that never lost a patient. We know that you're a lawyer that never lost a case. And oh, Father God, who can mend a broken heart? Nobody but you, Father God. And we look into the hills today, which cometh all of our help. We thank you, Father God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you all of the praise and all of the honor. Listen, that is the end of our show on today. We thank God for you and be blessed. And thank God for you and bye-bye out there to all of you.